VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. U.S.-based Saudi dissident Jamal Khashoggi was murdered in a ferocious manner, the words of Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Tuesday in a speech to the Turkish parliament. He said Saudi Arabia carried out the killing in its Istanbul consulate 3 weeks ago in a premeditated plot, dismissing Riyadh's claim that, quote, rogue agents were responsible. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Tuesday the U.S. has identified, quote, at least some of the Saudi officials involved in the killing and is revoking their visas. Pompeo did not say how or why or how many Saudi officials would have their visas revoked. President Trump is criticizing the Saudi operation that killed Khashoggi. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
They had a very bad original concept.
From top to bottom, the president says the Saudis botched the whole thing.
It was carried out poorly.
And what came after?
The cover-up was one of the worst in the history of cover-ups.
The Saudis say Khashoggi died in a brawl at its Istanbul consulate, but Turkey says a team tortured and killed him. The president says he expects a full report soon from CIA Chief Gina Haspel and others in the region and wants Congress to weigh in on a response.
Indeed, Central Intelligence Agency Director Gina Haspel is in Turkey, now conferring with Turkish officials about their ongoing investigation. An Iraqi official says a bomb explosion at a market in a town south of the city of Mosul has killed at least six people, including two soldiers. The official says the bombing happened on a street in the market of Karaya, a town in northern Nineveh province. At least 40 people have been wounded. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. This is VOA News. A high-profile economic forum is taking place in the Saudi capital, Riyadh. It is Saudi Arabia's first major event on the world stage since the killing of Jamal Khashoggi. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Khashoggi's death loomed large over the start of the event, known as the Future Investment Initiative, which came as Turkey's President Erdogan told lawmakers that Saudi officials had murdered Khashoggi in their Istanbul consulate after plotting his death for days. At the opening of the conference, Saudi's energy minister described the journalist killing as abhorrent. Some of the forum's keynote speakers and numerous Western executives and officials had cancelled plans to attend over the slaying.
Wrapping up 2 days of meetings in Moscow, National Security Advisor John Bolton says President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin want to meet next month in France. But he also has been discussing thornier issues with the Russians. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Bolton says Washington is convinced that Russia has violated a pivotal nuclear arms pact.
The problem is there are Russian INF violative missiles in Europe now. The threat is not American withdrawal from the INF treaty. The threat are the Russian missiles.
And that, he says, is why President Trump wants out. Bolton says he also confronted the Russians on election meddling.
What the meddling did create was distrust and animosity within the United States, and particularly made it almost impossible for 2 years for the United States and Russia to make progress diplomatically.
Still, Putin says he's ready to meet with Trump again, despite what he describes as unfriendly moves.
The UN Refugee Agency has sent dozens of staff members to southern Mexico to help stabilize a chaotic situation there. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
More than 45 UN refugee staff have arrived in Tapachula in Chiapas State, Mexico, and others are on their way. The UNHCR says conditions on the ground appear to be somewhat calmer and more orderly than in previous days, but UNHCR spokesman Adrian Edwards says with some 7,000 desperate people on the move, the situation could change at any time.
Many people are having food, water, health, and other needs. There's also kidnapping and security risks in areas the caravan may venture into.
The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Willa now has maximum sustained winds of 215 kilometers per hour. It said the storm would weaken a little before making landfall on the western coast of Mexico. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.